Read it.
And now, we steer the mindship into the Dreamcast and search through the brainwaves of the podcast universe for the signal.
We'll be right back.
Good gosh darn morning, podcast universe. Tis I, your initiate Kenrick, captain of the mind ship here on the Dreamcast. As we go deep into my mind palace and then the shared group think of the Anchor community here on Anchor.fm, where your stories can be reality. So, what's up? What's up with you all? Not much up with me. I've been sick. Been watching Luke Cage beat some ass. He can get his ass beat a few times. So if I start going into like, I read Jamaican stuff, man. Listening upon my rasta. Please ignore. It's just the effect of Luke Cage has on over an active imagination and a person who likes to perform. Or is that like insulting if I speak Jamaican being a white guy? What if I knew a white guy with dreadlocks? What if I know a couple white guys with dreadlocks? I think that might make it worse. I don't know. So those who've been tuning in, this used to be the Notorious Joke Cast, and I was Dr. Notorious. But we've kind of pushed him aside. The character itself was getting a little redundant. A little out of hand, too. One could almost say manic. As we try to ingest and internalize a character and then project it out. It was projecting out not always in podcast form. I would project it out in the real world, and it was becoming unhealthy. And that can happen. I mean, look at like Heath Ledger and Robin Williams and other people who have committed suicide even because they can't escape what's going on in their mind. They can't escape the characters, or they can't escape themselves and becoming what the world wants. I mean, imagine being Robin Williams, and wherever you go, you know, you have to be Robin Williams. You have to be on 24/7, and you get home and you're probably fucking exhausted. And you still have to then be a husband, a father, and everything. They put a lot on performers, and even amateur performers like myself, we put a lot on ourselves to create, to influence, to bring our ideas to the attention of the public, because they're obviously important to someone, you know, because people listen to us. People call in and talk to us, so these ideas have merit, these ideas have importance. So, moving along, what does this have to do with, you know, Dr. Notorious? I mean, he's not dead. I mean, he could come back in story form sometime on other people's podcasts, or as I was telling other people, if you want the keys to the mothership, here they are. Go ahead and name your podcast the Notorious Joke Cast with whatever. But, you know, I maintain all copyrights and all that shit. And if it takes off, you know, who's the executive producer and creator? Numero uno right here. Captain. Hope I don't have a Judas out there. So, yeah. That's what happened. So now you're stuck with me and my crazy thoughts and ideas. And today, just going on about perceptions, because perceptions define our reality. And as I was listening to the song that I just played at the beginning, if you stuck through the whole 5 minutes of it, congratulations. But I don't even remember writing this song. Well, I do vaguely remember writing it. It was early on a Saturday morning, I think before Easter, and I just kept throwing stuff in and moving stuff along, and you know, anyone that's ever done music, even computer music, MIDIs, and sampling and using the keyboards and stuff, sometimes you're just on a roll, but I'd kind of moved it aside. I might have put it on one of my other podcasts at some point, but I was like, man, we were listening to it, and I was like, this is really good. And I look, and I was like, well, that's that's only displayed if one of my tracks are playing. Somehow my MP3s end up in my car and play because they're in my phone and then iTunes on my phone. I'm like, well, that's really good, but I don't even remember making something this good. And it's been a while since I've made a song like this fucking good. So it's like, yeah, it's kind of inspired me. I was like, whoa. And at the same time, you know, we had just been having a conversation about how we were feeling separate and separated or just disassociated. Just like, it was just kind of like we felt like it was kind of the two of us and then the people we were with that morning. And we were in this bubble, and they were in another bubble, and, like, communication wasn't going through. We were talking about that, and then this song comes on as we're getting close to our house, and we're both just listening to it intently because it's like, this sounds so familiar. And it was, you know, I looked it up, and I made it back in April, and I was like, this is so weird. You know, I don't really remember making this song. I mean, I think I vaguely remember making music around the Easter holiday at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, like in the dark of my in-laws' house. I'm like huddled in a corner with my laptop because I was just bored, awake and bored, and I came up with this song. And it's like, what perceptions drive you to that? What perceptions drive this reality? Because I could have told you a week ago I was a horrible songwriter, because everything I've done the last couple weeks, I don't like it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is okay, but I don't like this. And so I end up tweaking and, in my opinion, over-editing sometimes and ruining sometimes and over-editing. I do this with paintings. I do it with music. I sometimes do it with podcasts. And so it's like, but listening to this, it was like a pure thought. It was like one pure thought for 5 minutes. And I was blown away. I was like, huh. So it's like, what are your perceptions about things? How do you perceive things? How do we perceive things as a whole? These are the questions that we'll try to answer. All right. Let's set the Dreamcast to autopilot. Let's delve deep into my mind, enter the trance of unconsciousness, and maybe ask ourselves some questions. How does that sound? Podcast universe. Let's roll. Whoa. So what are we doing here? Well, my intention was to pick something up, my microphone, for example, and instead I knocked a bunch of stuff over, then I realized I didn't even have my microphone plugged in. So, what was my intention, and what was the outcome? My intention was to record something, but I was in such a big hurry that I neglected to switch out my keyboard and my microphone. When I went to my microphone, I left multiple things out in front of it, so I can knock them over. At one point, I was like, I just ruined the recording. I'm going to have to go back and redo it. Well, I had to go back and redo it anyways. Because knocking things over, standing up, looking around, realizing I don't even have my microphone plugged in. So what was the intention? And then what was the reality? What was the outcome? Yeah. My intention was to create something. So I pick up the thing that helps me create it, a microphone. I make a mess. I look around at the mess. I go, oh my God, I just made a mess. And I ruined my work. But I didn't. I was going to have to go back and redo it. And you can go back and redo so many things. So what was my intention? My intention was to create. But what was my reality? Did I have things set up? So what do I learn, if anything, from this? And this is anything that can happen in life, I think. I think the universe is actively teaching us constantly about the miracles that happen in this universe and the magic that happens in this universe. A lot of people, like myself, see it as a grand plan, kind of the grand scheme of things, how the universe is supposed to unfold. And then when that doesn't happen exactly the way we figure it out, we get upset. People who are planners, people who try to predict, try to create the outcome, try to fulfill some sort of prophecy, you know, that can be a problem. But when you do this, what is your intention? Is your intention to be a better person? Then all these pitfalls and mistakes and everything that could happen while you're on your own quest or your own adventure are lessons learned. The universe talking through you, talking with you, talking at you. It's trying to tell you something. Is it saying wake up? Is it saying go back to sleep? Is it saying work harder? Is it saying work less? That's up to each individual person to read the signs of their own reality. I do it with weird esoteric things like tarot cards and runes and symbols and symbolism and numbers, enchantments, spells. You know, we each control the universe in our own way. Some people control it with a remote control or with the little computers we carry around with ourselves, our cell phones, or our mobiles. But what are they? Are they a device or have they become us? You know, is that one of those things like cars back in the day, or the perfect analogy is a boat? You know, because the happiest days of a boat owner's life are when they get their boat and when they sell the fucking boat. Now we get an explicit tag. And so, you know, we pour so much of ourselves in and through these devices and applications now. But it's spreading our influence, our intention, everywhere. People in China can listen to this. People in Istanbul. People in Turkey, Austria, Lithuania, even African American brothers, Ghana, Republic of the Congo, so many different places, Egypt, Syria. These are all things we know, and these are all places that our voices can reach. But what's the intention? What is the intention of all this? Where are we going? Why are we doing this? Why are we flying through consciousness? Why are we flying through the universe with this conscious brain strapped to a marble? Well, it looks like a blue and white marble as it hurls through space, and we're stuck to it. What is our intention? We're carving a path through the universe. So what's our intention? Illuminate? Educate? Proliferate? Proliferate. I like that one. Proliferate all over the place. But that could be. That's a lot of people's purpose, you know? I see a lot of people, it's like, wow, they have 6 kids, and they live in a smaller house than me. Why do we say stuff like that? Maybe that's their intention. Their intention is to have a big happy family that all sleeps upon each other and around each other in a big pile of love. It's your intent to be cold and waspy. Yes, I'm the one that usually says that. Good God, they have a lot of children? They must be Catholic. Or Mormon. Yeah, that's jumping to conclusions. Instead of jumping to conclusions, we should jump to inclusion. That's now my mindset. Instead of jumping to that conclusion of, oh, this person doesn't use birth control, and that's why they have a big family, you know, we're jumping to a conclusion. Why don't we jump to an inclusion? Oh, look at this big happy family full of love. I'd like to include them into my world because I think a big happy family full of love would be a good influence on me in my own family. Or it could just show me how my life is a lot better off with just one or two kids than with six or seven kids. What's the intent? Do we know? Do you know? If you do, send me a postcard from wherever that intent is. And if you take a picture of yourself under that Buddha tree, I'll punch you in the throat. And then what's the intent? Life, universe, everything, happiness, love. I think that's the intent. I think the universe created us to love and be loved. And that's what we have to do. Include, don't exclude. Embrace, don't push away. You know, not look at people, white guys with dreadlocks, black guys with dreadlocks, girls with, you know, why do we care? That's their choice. You know, I walked into work one day wearing the Infinity Gauntlet. Did I get a lot of strange looks? You bet your ass I did. I didn't care. Because I was ruler of the universe for that day. Sometimes that's the intent. Even if it's just temporary, you can be the ruler of the universe. I'll let you borrow it for $15 a day. Hit me up. So then what's our intent? Sailing through time and space. Our minds open, awake. I think at the end of the day, our intent is just get through each moment, get through each minute. Savor them, love them, because you never know when that last one's going to come up. So what's the intent?
Talking about, man, I love when you talk in iambic pentameter. It's a timing thing, man. If you do it right, it sounds awesome. You put a beat behind that shit, you become a hip-hop artist. Boom! Anyway, it's your girl, the guru. What's going on, man? It's all good. You know, sometimes I feel good, sometimes I don't. I'll let you know when I don't feel well. But when I do, and I say I do, then call me. I tried to call you, and then you weren't feeling well. So, I totally understand, man. Get your shit together. Whenever you're ready, just call. If I answer, I answer. It's life. Let's try to make it less predictable, huh? Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.